During the launch of the campaign in Juba last week, hundreds of Juba residents flocked to the Sahara playground carrying sacks of plastic bottles collected from the streets and residential areas. A local company called Plascom is buying the plastic bottles. Juba's scorching temperature did not deter vendors lined up with their plastic bottles wrapped in sacks or mosquito nets as company officials take the weights off each load from sellers. Peter Bandua operates a motorcycle taxi known locally as Boda Boda. He says the campaign has given Juba town a new look.
This has made the town free from plastic bottles being littered in the streets and has also created work for the street children.
Vendors can earn more than 10,000 South Sudanese pounds, an equivalent of $10 per day, depending on the quantity of plastic waste collected by an individual. Peter Bior, who is the brain behind the Pick and Earn campaign and the manager of Plascom, says the company will expand to other residential areas.
In Juba, we had lots of plastic littering our roads, our environment, our streams, our rivers. But at the moment, there are a lot of our people who are entering to every part of our city to be able to recoup. We're planning now to expand into various suburbs of Juba, create many centers where everybody collect their plastic and bring it to a center near them where it can be weighed and then now taken at a price.
Many young people are turning to the Pick and Earn campaign for survival during South Sudan's ongoing economic crisis. Loro Kenyi was able to fill two sacks containing plastic bottles. He says the campaign will help young men and women earn some money.
Most of us here, the youths, we were unemployed. And so we could, that's the major reason why you see major of us, young size of us like this one, taking certain steps, losing what to do. But I come here in the morning, I pick my bottles, I earn something.
Can you say he still finds it difficult to collect bottles from the streets of Juba due to many challenges? Bior says the company pays 300 South Sudanese pounds, less than a dollar per kilogram of waste plastic bottles.
Currently, we have accumulated about 30 tons of plastics at our site where we are currently accumulating it. So our main objective, primary objective is being met, that the plastic is disappearing from our roads and environment.
The UN Environmental Program warns that plastic pollution remains a serious challenge to Earth's environment and it adversely affects humans, wildlife, and their habitat. Bior says the collected plastic waste around Juba town will be recycled through a third-party company. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio, reporting from Juba.